human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It's The Strain. Yes, it's Talking The Strain. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Finally catching up. My 9-day-year-old son, Jackson, is allowing me to recap. Thank you, buddy. Don't bother saying anything. He's not okay. He's barely moving his hand. He's going to be feeding soon. Oh, how cool is that? Like, it's like he's about to feed, and then I'm talking The Strain. Okay, and people. Okay, so I'm going to try to wrap up the final three episodes. That hurt my heart. Series finale. Yeah, The Strain came to an end, but we'll get there soon. September 3rd, I'm going to be talking about that episode. Yeah, September. It's November, so I'm a little behind. But as you can see, I've been busy. Work and the baby and my son. I have another son who's three. It's a little nuts here in the household. So let's talk about it. This episode clearly starts off with the professor being infected, and F and Dutch see this. They're not happy, which sucked. Still, that last episode was crazy. That end was just nuts, bonkers. Fett, I think that's one that hurt me the most, because, you know, Fett, they had a bond. It was like a, I don't know, like an old married couple, but slash father-son. It was just, they clicked together, but then they were also smart-asses together, but then you could tell they really loved each other. I don't know. That's how I felt. But it just sucked seeing Fett see the professor like that and everything else. Let's see what else. And then Quinlan has to chop off his head. And it even bothered Quinlan, too, as well. And his speech for the professor, spot on. I thought that was great. Great Eye of the Tiger speech to get everybody together. And, of course, that's what the team decides to do, is to break in the baby base and steal that guy, capture the baby maker leader, who has been a douchebag in my eyes. It's Tinnagoy. Let's see what else. Quinlan and Gus fighting a bunch of amps down there in that underground thing. I thought that was badass. Quinlan is just badass. And then when he fights that super vamp and then Gus shoots him, them two together. It's just music to my eyes. Music to my eyes. Let's see what else. I think that's it. I mean, they capture the guy. And then when that dude comes in at the end of this episode and tells F, hey, F, there's a kid asking for you. I was like, oh, damn. It's that freaking Zach, the little shithead. He's asking for him. So, yes, the episode ends with freaking F going. And I guess, you know, being a dad, I guess I probably would have done the same thing. I probably would have had my guard up a little bit more than F. But still, I would have gone too. And it's Zach, and that's how the episode ends, with the cliffhanger. So I'm going to come back and talk about the next episode, and then the series episode finale. Hurts my heart. That's it, people. If you want to check out more of my stuff, check out my blog. I got a blog, iWatchMike.com. And if you scroll to the top, you can't miss it. There's a little tab that says podcasts. Subscribe to any of the shows, including The Strain or whatever else you see there that I talk by myself or my friends. Instagram is on there. Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat is Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook is I Watch Mike. Everything is on my blog, so just go there and check it out. And surf around there, because I've got a giveaway. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there's a giveaway on there. So that's it, people. And thanks for tuning in and all that good stuff. And coming back in just a few, because let me see if he's moving. Are you moving, Jackson? I can see his arm moving. Okay, I got to go. So I'll come back in just a few. Yeah, peace.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.